Hello there. Welcome to Champions of Destiny, where your dreams are given wings. I have a mission in life, and that mission is to see you become the best of you. I have realized that people rise and fall as programmed by their mind. Here is an opportunity for you to reprogram your life for success. We have titled this series for the month, Developing the Mindset of a Champion. I have been down and I have also been up, so I know the difference. I have been down when I have everything, and I have been up even when I had nothing. I know where it all lies. It is in the mind. Whatever is happening to you now, pleasant or unpleasant, is based on what your mind says it is. Why is it important that we focus on the mind after an intensive study of vision? It is important because the mind is the drawing board of vision. Hence, no matter how beautiful the drawing of your life ought to be, if the board is faulty, the true picture may never come out. It is your mind that pictures what you will capture in life. If you know the power of the mind, you will give all it takes to revamp the mind for success. In fact, thoughts are so powerful that Napoleon Hill in 1973 wrote a book which he titled Think and Grow Rich. The mind is so powerful that it is a 24-hour prayer warrior because God listens to the prayers of your mind. The mind is a programmer that utilizes the programming language of the spirit to draft out complex codes for the functioning of your life. See how the Bible puts it in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. You have to exercise control and vigilance over your mind because it affects everything you do. Life flows from it. The making of champions begins from the mind. If one fails in there, no matter the height they might have attained, they will still behave and end up like a tramp. But a champion at heart, even in a heap of trash, will still act like a champ. That mindset of failure or a champion will eventually become their reality. You see, I've realized that the mindset of a failure and that of a champion or of a successful person are different. To develop a right mindset is to permit the flow of positive thoughts through your mind, thoughts of greatness, excellence, and so on. Here is how God taught us to develop this unique mindset of champions. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. It says, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Powerful, isn't it? See, champions do not allow their present state to affect their minds and words. They do not confess defeat. They visualize their trophies and go for it. They talk about coming back even after a knockdown. Champions never quit. I'll be back next time to talk to you about how to develop this mindset of champions. Until then, keep winning. God bless you.